At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
It's the Son of a Butch podcast. We come to you every Wednesday. This week's guest, Ryan Chrysler, we've had him on the pod before, works with me here at the Floridian, one of the best instructors in the country. But Ryan, it's always a fun week for us here at Floridian. We had the Valspar Collegiate Invitational this week. Some of the best college teams in the country, some of the best college players in the country. What do we have? 11 of the top 20 of PGA Tour U, some of the packed, stacked powerhouses, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama. I mean, there are some really good. North Carolina, they're one of the best teams in the country. Florida State won. Luke Clanton, who plays at Florida State, he won. But it's really cool for us because we've watched this now. I mean, how many years has this been going, RC?
I think at least 10 years.
Yeah, 10
years. Could be off.
And one of the cool things that we started here, the winner of this collegiate tournament gets an invite into the 2025 Valspar on the PGA Tour. So everyone that's won this tournament has gone on to play in a PGA Tour event. I think, Ryan, that's one of the things that didn't, when I talked to my dad, when I talked to some of the old guard, that didn't happen as much. Amateurs, college players were not getting the access to professional tournaments the way they are now.
Correct. Yeah. Back in my day, you got your car through Q school, and it's kind of gotten contracted a little bit over the years, but now with PGA Tour U, all the players that are here this week, they have a chance to get a card, you know, and to get an event, an extra ticket to punch an event to a tour player for a tour tournament that can change your life in 1 week.
Yeah, I mean, it is an amazing opportunity. You're a college golfer and you win a tournament in March of 2024. You know that you're going to play on the PGA Tour in a PGA Tour event in 2025. We've had some pretty cool winners here. I remember coming here and that Oklahoma State that had Victor Hovland on it. Vic's won here. He's now a member here. But Matt Wolf, Chris Ventura, they were packed. I remember watching Cameron Champ play here for the first time. We had Gordon Sargent play here this week, who's one of the longest players.
Aberg won last year.
Yeah. Ludwig Aberg won this tournament last year. So we have got to see we've had a ringside seat to some of the next generation of college golfers. But it's always, and that next generation of college golfers is going to be the next generation of professional golfers on the PGA Tour, Europe, LIV, wherever, Asia, wherever. But it has been really cool to watch some. I remember 1 year, Oklahoma State was playing in our tournament. Wyndham Clark, I mean, Oklahoma State is, they're cruising to winning the team competition. What did Wyndham make on the last hole?
Oh, man. I wish I had it up here on the computer.
He made double digits on the last hole.
Yeah, I think it was double digits.
The 18th hole here at our club, the Floridian, very difficult finishing hole. Water all the way from the tee box all the way down the left-hand side. It's just a very, very difficult driving hole. So we've seen over the last 10 years, RC, some of the best amateurs, some of the best college players in the world who have gone on to do great things, you know, Victor Hovland, Cameron Champ, Matt Wolf, you know, Ludwig. I mean, these guys are all studs playing on the big stage now. But when we're watching them play on this stage, they're still making a lot of the mistakes that we talked about. So wanted to go through kind of, you know, the guy that won, Luke Clanton. So 18 birdies for three rounds, awesome. One eagle,
yep,
six bogeys. And he wins by...
five shots.
Wins by five shots. So we kind of went through and did a deep dive on his stats. So for three rounds, one under on the par threes, right? Four under for the week on the par fours, nine under for the week on the par fives.
Textbook championship numbers right there.
Right. So didn't really make six bogeys for the week. Nothing special. Didn't make any big numbers.
No big
right?
numbers. No doubles. Always going to make bogeys.
No triples, right? So Gordon Sargent, who I think most people listening to this will know who he is. He played in the Masters last year. I mean, the guy is a...
NCAA champion in 2022.
Yeah, he is a stud, right? He's kind of like the prototype of what everyone thinks a college golfer will look like. You know, there were a lot of people when he played at Augusta last year, RC, that early on in the week were saying, due to his length, could he be someone that contended? He missed the cut by miles. Not a diss against him. But my point behind this is, so when we go and look at Gordon Sargent, who is, everyone thinks he can't miss, right? Everyone thinks that he will be playing and winning on the PGA Tour sometime in the next 2 years, right? So for the three rounds, 12 birdies, nine bogeys, three doubles, and then on the 18th hole here, par four, makes an eight.
So a solid first hand.
So a quad. Right. So easily one of the longest hitters currently playing competitive professional golf.
Agreed.
Right. I mean,
190 plus ball speed.
I mean, he cruises. You can go on Instagram, you can go on YouTube, you can go in, and there are a million golf swing nerds talking about his golf swing. The kid is a stud, but he still makes three doubles and an eight on a par four, nine bogeys for the week. So the leader, yeah, he only makes six more birdies. You would think that that would be the thing that would be the calling card. It's not. It's the quads. It's the doubles. And so when we looked at Gordon Sargent for the week, one over for the par three. So he plays the par threes in one over, which is pretty much about average. And we've talked about this on the pod before, Ryan, but I've told this story. Jim Herman, who was a member here at Floridian, Jim Herman, by his own admission, would be in that journeyman kind of mule. He is a rank and filed PGA Tour player, won three or four times, won in Houston on a very long, big golf course, something that you wouldn't think someone like Jim Herman would win on. But there was a kid that I was teaching who was getting ready to go play college golf, Division I college golf at the University of Michigan. And I said, hey, give this kid some advice. And I'll never forget that Jim Herman said, hey, play the par threes and one over for the week, you'll probably have a chance to win. So the guy that finished second this week plays the par threes in one over, right? The guy who wins the tournament.
Two shots back of the leader.
Two shots back of the leader.
On par threes.
Par threes, right? So you finish under par on the par threes.
Elite.
For the week, you are probably going to have a chance to win the golf tournament just because the par threes are so difficult. So
especially here because we have five par threes.
Yeah, so we have five par threes. So if you can take advantage of that, but if you're over, if you're even, if you play the par threes, and I'll keep saying this, and I'm sure there's people listening, RC, that'll say, heard this before, play the par threes and even for the week. The guy wins this golf tournament, cleans up on the par fives, under par on the par threes, four under on the par fives or on the par fours for the week.
Led the field by two shots on that stat.
Yeah. So he's minus four for three rounds on the par fours. And he wins that stat by almost by three shots. So it just goes to show you. And I think a lot of players are going to be under par this week on the par fives.
Almost every, I mean, the list is super long here.
How many players playing?
There's probably, I'm doing a quick math here. Let's say there's 80 players here, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
On par five scoring, even par is basically bottom half of the field plus.
Yeah. So everybody is going to expect and is taking advantage of the par fives. If you're not taking advantage of the par fives, regardless of what your handicap is, right? So if you aren't making So if you're in that...
Well, I think the way you take advantage of the par fives is you don't still make any mistakes in the par fives.
Yes, just don't make bogeys on par fives.
If it's too long, do we really need to hit driver? If we're automatically going to lay up, and if driver's not working, whatever, if the fairway's wider at whatever your 3-wood distance is, 230, 240, how about 3-wood off the tee, 5-iron, 9-iron, something along those. Instead of maybe driver mistake, 3-wood mistake, dropping from 60 short of the water, whatever.
And we've got a stretch here at the Floridian, for those of you that haven't played here, the stretch where you really want to take advantage of here is on our front nine. We have a, from all the way back, like a 600 yard.
Starting number five, yeah.
The fifth hole, so around a 600 yard, but they normally play it.
A little bit up.
Yeah, but they're playing it over 550
maybe?
Yeah, today? They're over 550. It's a par five. Six is a drivable par four.
Yep.
And then seven is a gettable, depending on the wind. But
should be the easiest.
Should
one.
Be the easiest. It's a par five. So you've got par five, drivable par four, par five. That's where you need to make your score. That's where you need to kind of pick up. So it's always interesting to watch when we have the best college players in the country, watch them, how they play that three-hole stretch, how aggressive they are, and do they pick up shots? How many shots do they pick up? So if you've got an easy stretch of your golf course, every golf course has an easy stretch. And here at the Floridian, that is the easy stretch. Par five, drivable par four, gettable, reachable par five, right? So you could conceivably play that in 4 or 5 under.
Conceivably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could go eagle, but you're looking to not give shots away. So again, we're watching some of the best college players in the country, some of the best amateurs in the world, still make mistakes on gettable holes.
Yeah, it's really great for, because I had one of our juniors on the team out there today. It's really great for him to see that these guys are human. And we were on 17 and 18. That's where I saw Sergeant make the quad on 18. In 17, the 17th hole actually played basically right in the middle of the pack for the holes. It played at 4.3 shots over par, and it's basically a 220 shot off the tee, maybe into the wind today, so maybe it's playing 250, mm-hmm. and then it's a wedge onto the green. And where the pin was today, I saw at least a 3-putt from every player, from one player for every group that I saw. Especially the ones that were
so
above the hole.
Just getting out of position with a putt that's downhill, got a lot of speed, it's probably windy.
It's one of our signature holes.
Yeah, and it's exposed. And 18. The green's exposed.
It's exposed to the water. The wind's coming in off the water. It's like three separate greens in one. Today, the pin was kind of front right inside a bowl. If you were outside of the bowl, you were pressing 5 plus 8, 9 feet. To make your 2-putt.
Right.
And a lot of them didn't.
Yeah. And that is an example of positioning your golf ball. So you want to say, as a player, regardless of your handicap range, figure out where the pin is. We're watching some of the best college golfers who there are people playing in this tournament this week, the Valspar Collegiate Invitational, who will be playing on the PGA Tour in the next 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, we have players who've played in the U.S. Open.
Yeah, we've got players that have played majors, right?
Who made cuts at these tournaments.
Regardless of what your handicap range is, take a look at where the pin is and say, okay, let me give myself the easiest leave here. So let me leave this. If the pin's on a slope, say to yourself, okay, let me get this below the hole. It's going to be easier 25 feet below the hole than it is going to be 6 to 10 feet above the hole. Let me look at where the easiest putt is. Do I want to be right of the flag? Do I want to be left of the flag? But I do think it's interesting that when we are watching a lot of these really raw college players is how aggressive they all are. I'm watching, you know, over the course of today, I went out and I drove around and I'm watching college coaches shake their heads, watching the mistakes that...
I can't believe the quad that Gordon Sargent made today. Just can't believe it. Water down the left side. Number 18. It's kind of like Pebble Beach, number 18, yeah, but it's a par 4.
But how far is it? Were they playing it today?
We were pretty far back, so maybe 480.
Okay, so it's 480. But you've got to figure a kid like Gordon Sargent hits his 4-iron. How far?
250.
Yeah. So he doesn't even need to hit driver there.
He hits driver.
Right. He hits driver and he starts it over the water.
Starts it over the water.
And hits, it basically double crossed it, didn't cut, didn't do anything, or just basically...
Hit it right on a rope, lined up right at the edge of the green, right side of the green.
Thinking probably it was going to cut a little bit.
With, you know, it's probably blowing 15, 25 out there. Hit it dead straight right through the
And rope. The wind's blowing from left to right left to right?
Left to right for the player.
Left to right. So picture this. So standing on the 18th hole, water all the way down the left-hand side, wind left to right. So this player, Gordon, thinks, okay, I'm just going to hammer driver down there, right? The wind's going to push it. I'm going to have nothing left because he can take advantage of his unbelievable length. And again,
he ends up having to drop maybe 150 yards off the tee, maybe. I didn't see exactly where he dropped from. It was close that he could barely advance out past the tee. It was pretty close. So the players decided, you know, probably 150 yards. So he had like probably 300 plus coming in.
So what's he do then next? Hits an iron?
Didn't see the rest of the hole unfold. I was back on 17, waiting for Clanton to come through. But whatever the matter is,
So when you make an eight on a par four that's almost 500 yards, you've got to ask yourself, okay, for a kid like Gordon Sargent, he could hit five iron.
We play this game all the time. We talk about this in round defense all the time. Yeah. You could literally go five iron, five iron, five iron, and not even have a putter, and maybe two putt for bogey in that situation. Yeah. I don't know where Vanderbilt, I think Vanderbilt finished second. Let me bring it up here.
Yeah, they finished second as a team.
They finished four shots behind Florida State. So four shots. Potentially a par there ties the tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know how all the other scores unfolded.
No, but when you're doing the math like that, he's going to look back at this and say,
yeah,
okay, I make par there. Maybe we have a chance as a team to win. There's a lot of other variables, but in just doing some simple math, his coaches will be saying to him, hey, you make a par there, we have a chance to win this tournament.
Potentially, yeah. So Cole Sherwood, 66 today.
Well, here's the thing, RC. If he does make par instead of making an eight on a par four, they've got a hell of a lot better chance to have an opportunity to win the golf tournament than finishing four back and not winning.
They had to count a 66, 64, a 70, and then the fourth score was 72.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
17th hole, Ryan, it's a drivable par four for us here at Floridian.
Great hole, great design.
How many players were you seeing try and go for the green?
I'd not see anyone go for the green.
Right.
Not even Gordon. straight into the wind today.
Okay, so there's no real reward, and there's no real place to hit driver on our 17th hole. When the wind's blowing like that, it's into, you've got a better chance if you've taken driver of hitting it into one of the bunkers than you have by just...
I would say Floridian's a relatively easy driving hole or driving course, except for 14 and 18 here. And it's 60 yards wide with a four iron off that tee for some of these guys, the way they hit it, 60 yards, two bunkers out there. I mean, it's no layup, right? The green is a diabolically creative three greens in one type of green. And where the pin today was just diabolical with today's wind.
Back right.
Front right.
Front right.
Inside the bowl. Ooh, yeah. So brutal. Above the hole, basically.
Above the hole, you're making bogey.
7/8 of the green is above the hole. And if you're above the hole, you're pretty much lucky if you make your 8-footer for comeback for a par. So great pin placement today. And again, to get the stats, played probably the 9th or 10th hardest hole. And
how far is it?
I didn't see exactly where they teed it up from today, but it's 375, maybe.
Yeah, 375. So you...
Brooks has done the famous commercial there.
Yeah,
from Nike.
Brooks got has out, done that.
So got the green, been on the green from every tee box there. Yeah. So it's relatively drivable.
Yeah.
It can be done. Not today with today's wind. But the greens today were just lightning, which is really our main defense. The green complexes and the chipping and putting.
Yeah. And so when it does get really, really windy, the greens are going to get firmer. The greens are going to get
great today.
Faster. Tell everybody listening, Ryan, when you are out there in windy conditions, like we saw the college kids today, and we saw them yesterday too, it was pretty windy. How is that going to affect putting, and how is that going to affect short game?
It definitely affects putting. It may, especially when those greens are exposed, like 17 and 18, it could add another 2 or 3 cups, depending upon where the grain is coming and your angle. So it is a factor for sure, especially when it's gusting. It just makes putting really hard when it's that windy.
Yeah, if you're putting, if it's windy and you're downwind and you've got a 20, 30 foot putt and you're putting downwind, it is going to have an effect.
It's going to add speed.
It's going to add speed. If you're hitting into the breeze, it's going to add speed. If you've got putts that are breaking
speed,
left to right, if you've got putts that are breaking right to left, the wind, if you are playing in a very, very windy condition day, you need to take that into account.
Yeah, a lot of players never think about it. I think whether it's the ball is too low to the ground, whatever, it makes a big difference, especially at the speed of today's greens.
One of the other things I always love about watching all these college kids play is just the sheer reckless abandon that they drive the golf ball with. I mean, it's just, you just do not see any kids today have any driver swings that look like they are trying to hit a fairway.
I would say give some of the kids today some credit, since it's been a couple hours on 18. There were a few guys hitting iron off that tee.
Yeah.
Fairway woods off that tee. But everybody who did that hit kind of the low fairway finder that we always preach about.
Yeah. Just kind of that low bullet, keep it out of the wind, keep it out of the crosswind.
Yeah, I should have been keeping stats, but everybody who hit driver there just... either like Sergeant right in the water or way right into the woods, into the cottages.
And you're making bogey from there.
Yes. At best.
Yeah. You're struggling.
So just these, based on the score where those guys were playing, I was basically watching the leading groups coming in. The smart play there with the kids, how far they hit it these days. You just bang it out there short of the bunker.
Get it in play.
It's going to be 200 maybe max in,
and
which
get
is
it on
like
the
a
front edge.
7-iron for some of these kids.
But just even if you just get it up on the front.
Yes, don't even. Yeah.
But I guess it's important that everyone listening hear this. There isn't a place on the scorecard for you to write anything in the box where the score goes other than the score. That's why they make it
tiny
little box. And if you make a par, or you make a birdie, or you make a bogey, or you make double, there are a million different ways you can make a par. There are a million different ways you can make a bogey, a birdie, a double. So the holes are designed to be played a million different ways. You don't always, you know, it's a tough driving hole, the 18th hole. There's water all the way down the left-hand side. There's wind coming from left to right. It's a tough...
We're already on the defense.
That's already screaming defense, 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 defense. Now, if you choose on that hole to play offense and rip driver down there and hit the fairway, you are going to be rewarded with a shorter iron shot than if you take the safe play and say, okay, I don't necessarily need to hit driver here. I could hit an iron. But if you hit the fairway, you're going to be rewarded. If you took an iron off a tee, you're going to be rewarded with hitting an iron shot from the fairway. If you hit driver, try and be aggressive and don't hit that fairway. You're either re-teeing from the tee box because you've rinsed it in the water, or the 18th hole at the Floridian, if you miss the fairway to the right,
it's findable.
It's findable, but you're behind houses, you're in trees,
yep.
You've got sandy lies. So that's the reward you're going to hit or get for trying to be aggressive off the tee. And if you don't pull it off, so there's always that risk reward. Everyone thinks risk reward is going for a drivable par four. That is not risk reward. Risk reward is I have a very difficult hole. It's got trouble all over the place. Let me just try and make a par.
Well, let me give you the stats for 18. So the hardest hole for the tournament this year, usually it's between 9, 11, and 18. The field scoring average is 4.72.
On which hole?
18.
On 18. 4.72.
There were 9 birdies made there.
For 54 holes.
The best players in college golf.
Yeah, so
9 birdies.
9 birdies on a par 4.
For the tournament, there is no reward on 18 other than par or even bogey in some cases.
I mean, it's the type of hole to where over the course of the 3 days, you're saying to yourself, okay, if I play this hole for the 3 rounds, one over, you're picking up
you're picking up
massively shots against the field. Yep. Right? So risk reward is not always
a percentage play.
Yeah, it's okay, this is a hard hole. I was trying to find a way to describe it because in my head I'm going, okay, risk reward is okay, there are just some holes, you know, at your course, at your home course where you play all the time. Listen,
there's no reward on this hole.
There's no reward on this hole, and it comes at a time to where this is kind of a difficult stretch in the golf course as well. So for everyone listening, look at that stretch or look at the stretches at your home course that you find difficult, right? Because there are just going to be holes and stretches I think most people have that kind of 2 to 4 hole stretch where you're just like, man, I never play these holes good. There are a lot of tough driving holes in this stretch. There may be long, it's a tough par four, wherever it is, but you are going to have that tough stretch, which we have here at the Floridian. But we started off talking about the easy stretch here. So you're trying to take advantage of the easy stretch, but you're also looking at the hard holes and saying, okay, if I can just play these hard holes in flat, you know, just play them in even par for the week, play them even par today, play the par threes. You know, Jonathan Dismook, who's the head coach at the University of Houston, their golf team, they're one of the hosts here. Diz asked me to talk to the entire team the other day. I think there were 7 or 8 of the guys here from the University of Houston. And I said that to him. I'm like, you would expect someone like me who works with the players I work with to give you all sorts of swing advice about your golf swing and about your technique. And I just was pounding, guys, man, just don't even aim at the flag on the par threes. Just play them even for the week.
Give a little round defense 101. Huh?
Yeah, just round defense is something that we do with our juniors, our players that we have in this
pros group too.
Called Team Flow. And we put you up in front of your peers. We put you... we put your scorecard up on the board, and then normally we've got a computer and or another TV. And if you've made a big number on a hole, we put screencast the hole. All right, here's your number. This is a screencast of what the hole looks like from. You can go online and look at that and say, all right. So Gordon Sargent, talk us through the 8. Talk us through why you made the decision to choose driver? I mean, that's the first question I'd ask. I'd say, okay, Gordon, obviously with your length, you know, and the way you drive the golf ball, it's a massive, massive strength of yours. But did it ever enter into your mind, you just made 8 on a par 4, did it ever enter your mind to not hit driver, or was the hand on the head cover immediately?
Well, here's an example of the thoughts we always hear. I checked out after that hole.
Yeah.
I
knew it. Here's my favorite. Standing, we've heard this from players, stand on a par 4, made an 8. I mean, I knew driver wasn't the play. I mean, that's my favorite. When you as the player say, I knew driver wasn't the play, or I knew it was the wrong play. When, if in your head, when you're driving home and you're analyzing your rounds and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're going through the shots that you played, but you're going through the hiccups that you had, if in your head you were saying to yourself, I knew it was the wrong play, I knew it was the wrong shot, I knew it was the wrong club,
then why do you continue to do it?
You can change that.
Yes.
Just through your thought process.
And I know we're picking on Gordon Sargent, but...
No, we're picking on Gordon Sargent. We're not picking on him.
Perfect example.
This is the perfect example. This is not attacking him personally as a player. This is us looking at his choice on a par four as professionally and saying, okay, he's one of the best players in the world right now. And so I want to know why one of the best players in the world, who's one of the longest drivers in the world, is making an 8 on a par 4. I just want to hear what the thought process is.
Exactly. I see that.
From a professional standpoint, talk me through what you're thinking here.
Now that I got his card up, he started on 2 today. Okay. He was plus 1 after 9. He actually bogeyed number 5, a par 5.
Yeah, so he bogeys a par 5.
Yeah, but... So he basically started on 2. So his finishing holes were 18 and 1.
1's a tough hole.
It's a tough hole. He goes quad double. Yeah. He goes 6 over his last 2.
So his last 2 holes, he's 6 over in his last 2 holes. And again, from a professional standpoint, everyone, this kid will be playing on the PGA Tour in the next 2 years. He will, in my opinion, have legit opportunities in the first 6 months of his professional career to win on the PGA Tour. The kid is an absolute stud. But my point
and
behind picking on...
literally just throwing shots.
Throwing shots away. And this is not a college player that everyone listening will never have an opportunity to see play.
This is an NCAA champion.
You will see him playing in majors. You will see him playing in... the NCAA championships. The kid is a stud, but good players with all the talent in the world, with all the clubhead speed and ball speed in the world, to go quad double, they still do it.
They still
and
can make the
that
same...
is still decision making.
Yeah.
And again, I've talked about this a zillion times. Gordon Sargent's golf swing, he's trying to make it better. I think Gordon's working with Mark Blackburn, who's easily right now the hottest golf instructor on the planet Earth, working with the best players on the planet Earth, right? So he's trying to do the right things and make the improvements with one of the best coaches, instructors in the world, right? He couldn't have any more things going for him than he does. And he's a Ferrari on top of that, right? If this is Formula One, he is driving a Ferrari. He is driving a Red Bull, a Mercedes. He is not one of the back of the packs. His car is so fast. It's got one of the fastest cars in the world. But there is still an element of the decision-making process. And it's not picking on him. He could be any golfer.
He's representing a lot of the golfers.
He's representing a large group of golfers. But the reason why I wanted us to talk about him today is he is a college amateur golfer that you will see play on TV. They will be talking about how far he drives the golf ball. They will be talking about his clubhead speed and ball speed, that being... more than Rory, more than DJ, more than John Rahm, right? But he's still learning. He's still learning how to play. He has all the talent in the world. He has all the firepower. But he's still, like everybody, makes big numbers. And if you can clean that shit up, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, talk about Luke Clanton. He bogeys 18. I saw his tee shot there. Good bogey. You didn't need to make par or birdie to win. He won by five.
And listen, on a difficult hole, when you are going to that hole with probably a 3 to 5 shot lead, that's a great example to where in his head, he's saying, okay, par now is five. Five is making par on this hole.
It's a little finder
under
off the tee.
These conditions, on a difficult hole like this, the field is thinking, okay, bogey is par.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Even for these guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
For all of you on your home course, look at the course strategy. Look at the hard stretches. Look at the easy stretches. Look at where those kind of easy birdies, easy pars are going to be. And then through those tough holes, maybe you go to the mindset of saying, okay, this is always one of, if not the hardest hole on this golf course. Maybe my par is not what it says on the scorecard. Maybe my par on a tough par four is, okay, if I can make bogey here, that's a win for me. On a difficult par four, listen, I get out of here with five, I'm laughing.
You're laughing. We talk about it in Around the Fence, a lot of football analogies. You know, the Patriots are great with Tom Brady back in the day. They took what the defense gave him in the 4-minute drill, the 2-minute drill. And a lot of golfers don't take
what the course is giving you.
You're trying to hit the home run. You're trying to throw the 80 yard out.
You're trying to do something spectacular where kind of boring, boring, boring golf gets it done a lot of times. And just a lot of pars make one more bogey around. Brooks, and again, I've said this a million times, Brooks has always said that he is willing to sacrifice a birdie by giving up making a bogey. So the choice between birdie versus bogey, he's like, listen, I'll give up a birdie if I cannot make a bogey.
Yep. He'll aim that way.
Yeah.
He'll aim that way. Especially at the majors where the miss is so penal.
So every time, I'd say for the majority of the people, for 99% of the people listening to this podcast, their weekly round of golf is their major. relative to their skill level, the golf course is tough for them. Their home golf, I can't imagine the majority of the people listening to this podcast are going to tell me their home course is easy, right? Oh yeah, my home course is a really easy golf course. I would say for the majority of people playing golf, whatever course they're playing is basically like a major. The rough is tough for them. Driving it is tough for them. The green complexes are tough for them. The misses short game are tough for them. There are a lot of penalty shots relative to their talent level. So my point being, getting the ball in play, thinking about it logically, and not always take your version of what the course is giving you. Mm-hmm. Don't let the architect dictate to you what you have to do on the golf course.
Correct.
You dictate to the golf course what you're going to do based off your skill level.
Except what you have for the day. If I'm not hitting my driver, I'm going to go to my three wood, right? Bring or accept and bring that to the course and see what happens. Yeah. Some of your best rounds are almost forgettable because you had no drama, right? Some of the rounds with your friends that seem like they did nothing out there and they came home at 3 under because there is no drama. It's boring.
Yeah. And
a lot of dinks and dunks and handoffs.
And the opposite happens on tour. You will talk to tour players that will play with young players and they were like, oh, I didn't even add up what he shot today because he was all over the place. Right. And I looked and I couldn't believe that he shot under par. Or someone will shoot 66 and the guy keeping his card will go, man, I thought the guy was going to shoot 60 today. Right. But the golf course is there for you to play it the way you see fit and the way it works around your game.
Yes. Yes. Don't let the course dictate your reactions, your emotions. Accept what you have. Make the outlet pass. Lay it up.
The easy play.
Keep it easy.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, it's always, like I said at the beginning, it's always a fun time of the year. And I think the great thing for us over the last decade is we have seen a lot of these young players, RC, come in their infancy. I mean, Victor Hovland, I mean, we've talked to him about that. I mean, the fact that he is a member at this club now and we watched him play as a college.
You probably played 3 times at least, right?
So we probably saw him sophomore, junior, senior year, and to see where his game has gone. And we have seen a lot of players that are playing here in this over the last 10 years go on and play all over the world.
Yeah, Luke Klim has punched his ticket to the Valspar next year.
Yeah, so you'll be able to watch him, you know, play a PGA Tour event. But I know you love this week, and it really is kind of a microcosm of what kind of golf, but competitive golf is. All of these players have tremendous firepower, RC. They all have tremendous skill. That's why they're playing Division I college golf for some very, very big, big programs, for some big teams with some big coaches. A lot of the players playing here this week are playing for coaches that have, coach players that have won national championships, that have won NCAA individuals, that have won US AMs, that have won British AMs, but they still make mistakes and they still are learning their craft.
Yep. So mistakes that they make may be maybe magnified today just because we have these expectations that they're so good, but they're simply making the same mistakes that everybody else makes.
Yeah.
So they are actually human. And it was good for our juniors to kind of see that.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think it is important, I was listening to the High Performance Podcast. Gordon Ramsay was on it, the famous Scottish chef. And he said something, and I've talked about this, but this deep dive that we kind of took in about, you know, Gordon Sargent, it's not a personal attack on him. It's a professional question, right? It's a professional question to look at a player like that. So when your coaches or when someone says something to him, you know, you don't always have to take it personally. You can take it professionally. You can take it situational to where someone's saying, hey, listen, I just want to know the thought process behind the 8 that you made on a par 4 that you could easily make bogey on. And I think it is interesting for us as coaches watching all of these, you know, enormously talented young players come through here every year. It's so much fun for us to watch the way they play our home course and to see the scores that they shoot around a course that we play all the time.
Yep. I wish we played it all the time. We haven't played it maybe more than once in the past 3 years.
Nope. The glamorous life of the golf business. RC,
yes, sir.
Thanks for doing that. I thought it was an important one to talk to. You know, it's easy to look at all the things that players are doing well. But I do think sometimes you can take a look at some of the things that players do poorly and say, okay, yeah, that's where I can reflect my game. You're not going to go out if you're a 15 to 25 handicap. You're not going to shoot 66. So watching the PGA Tour is very, very skewed because it's not really going to help you learn anything. I think if everybody that was a 15 to 25 handicapper could have come and watched this college tournament today, you would see players that are infinitely more talented than you making kind of some of the same mistakes you're making mentally or course management wise as you're making if you're a 15 to 25 handicap.
Yep. You know, we say, play with gratitude. You get 18 holes of gratitude out there, right? We talk about protecting your ball, talk about playing responsibly, but just to minimize all the drama of the mistakes.
Yeah.
And
a great game that we play, last one that I'll throw at everybody, yeah. A great game that we play with everyone here. We get all our juniors and our members that are on Team Flow, we get them together. And one of the days is who can play the most amount of holes with one ball. If you hit one out of bounds or you hit one in the water or you lose one,
walking home,
you're done. You get to watch. So next time you go out and play, go play 9 holes late. And just say, okay, I'm going to defend my ball today. Whatever I have to do, I am going to try and play 9 holes with the ball that I started with on the first tee. So if you hit it into trouble, you've got to protect your ball. Protecting your ball is the most important thing. So if there's water, there's out of bounds, if there's places you could lose your ball, you have to make the decision to protect your ball so that you don't lose it. Don't lose your ball. Protect your ball.
That's it, man. That's it. Play responsibly.
Play responsibly. All right, RC, thanks for talking to us. Son of a Butch comes to you every Wednesday. We will see you all next week. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.